It's been 64 years since India got independence, but the situation of rule of law in India is not satisfactory. Reports show in the world's largest democracy, the minorities, especially Muslims, are continuously being harassed, detained, and even put into jails by different government agencies in the name of terror probes, and are tortured to accept the crimes they never committed, and false cases are being framed against them.
There is a lot of wrong picture about the Muslims in India, because of which what is happening that anywhere some attack is there, some bomb blast is there, hundreds of Muslim youth are captured, they are caught, put behind the bars for months, for years. The state is by and large not playing a protective role for the minorities.
A point in case is the arrest of youth named Zubair Khan, who was picked on July the 17th by Indian police from the Shaheen Bagh area of Jamia Nagar, New Delhi, on allegations of working for Pakistan intelligence, according to police sources. But social activist Faisal Khan says that these are the baseless allegations, while such type of illegal arrests are widely happening throughout the country.
There are many, many issues. The foremost issue I consider is the question of security. Because in today's India, there are a large number of Muslims who do not feel secure, who have been reduced to a second-class citizenship because of various reasons.
Muslim youth say they live under the constant fear of being profiled as a terrorist and in most cases are being illegally held in prolonged detention, denial of bail, torture, unfair investigation and even extrajudicial killings.
Today in India, it is very easy to target a Muslim and say that he or she is a terrorist. That's become, you know, the in word for a Muslim. There is this whole design of turning India from a democratic, secular nation to a Hindu Rashtra.
However, the Indian government says there is equality for all Muslims in the country, denying the institutionalized discrimination against the country's largest minority group. Experts say that the level of discrimination poses a serious threat not only to Muslims, but also threatens the country's communal harmony. Muslims represent India's largest religious minority group, or around 160 million residents of the country's population. It's a matter of grave concern that Muslims living in India suffer economically, socially, and politically. In other words, they don't enjoy equality in the world's largest democracy. Munawar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.